The past few weeks have shown just how many people needed to be literally forced to wear a mask while in indoor public spaces during the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite proclamations from public health officials about how effective masks are in preventing the spread of COVID-19, once the mask mandate was lifted, we were treated to the sight of a lot of people not wearing masks on transit, in malls, in grocery stores and restaurants. Which, of course, they were allowed to do. I just found it frustrating that people couldn't just sacrifice a little more, and so few were surprised when cases starting to skyrocket again in Metro Vancouver. Now we have mask mandates again, but some COVIDiots either didn't get the memo or they are deliberately ignoring it. Hint, it's the second one. On Thursday, I found myself at Lougheed Town Center and Metropolis at Metrotown for shopping and had to watch as dozens of people walked around not wearing masks, despite it breaking a public health order. I was in the Lougheed food court and pointed to my mask when I saw a few 20-something males waiting to order without their masks. They just laughed. Yeah, dudes, it's all a big joke that people are getting sick and dying. Okay, brosif. It's ridiculous. It's enraging. I was heartened to see at least one security guard chatting with some maskless people, followed by them putting them on. Not sure if he threatened to kick them out or not. All this comes as Burnaby is continuing to see COVID-19 infections accelerate at a rapid pace. According to the latest geographic distribution of COVID-19 by local health area of case residents, Burnaby saw a whopping 158 cases from August 15 to 21, 2021. The increase amounts to 84% compared to the 86 new infections seen from August 8 to 14, 2021. The data is released by the BC Centre for Disease Control, BCCDC. The increase of hospitalizations and caseloads prompted Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry to reveal BC would be implementing vaccine passports as of September 13. British Columbians will need at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by September 13 to use the BC vaccine card. By October 24, users are expected to be fully vaccinated at least 7 days after getting their second dose to access businesses and events. With files from Jess Baleser.